find it, but I do have it. Peter Labardius didn't want to talk to you. Joe Haggerty apparently didn't want to talk to you.
He wanted to talk to you.
He wanted to talk to me more than you. And then, yeah, I guess this guy, I did not want to talk to you whatsoever. This coming earlier this week.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
See you later.
Bye, Lou.
I guess. Bye.
We've got lots to talk about. Robbie and I will kick around a number of things over the next hour. And then, of course, Flames warm up at 4 o'clock. It's a Thursday, which means Elliot Friedman's on the program today. A busy, busy game day Thursday from Shank South as the big show continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boudreaux sprints through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores!
What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a stop in an original six city. The Boston Bruins are next up for the Flames. Pre-game goes tonight, live from Shanks at 4, play-by-play at 5.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Homes by Avi and Devon Canada.
It takes a community to raise a great family. It takes a great builder to help raise a community. Shane Homes is committed to building the finest crafted homes throughout Calgary and Airdrie and giving back to the communities in which they live, build, work, and raise their families. Charitable endeavors are a cornerstone of their business, and they believe in giving back by supporting organizations that help change people's lives for the better. Good people come from strong communities, shaped by great builders. Visit ShaneHomes.com.
You can get what you want quickly and with quality,
but at a high price.
You can get it quickly at a good price
if you're willing to sacrifice quality.
But if you want fine quality and a great price,
come to Spence.
We're not going to make your ring
until after you've chosen the one you like.
From the prototype rings of the finest designers,
it will take several days to make your ring,
but when we're through,
you'll have a high quality engagement ring
at a price that makes angels sing.
Spence, the corner of Glenmore and McLeod Trail South.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. Are you thinking about a new roof this year? Are you concerned about hail damage? Do you want to do it once and not worry about it again? Not long ago, I replaced my own roof with EuroShield's EuroLight Shake, and I no longer worry about my roof. It comes in great-looking slate and shake profiles, has the highest rating attainable against hail impact, and comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can put that in the win column.
Visit EuroShield Rubber Roofing at EuroShieldRoofing.com.
Hi, I'm TJ Brody. On the ice, experience, hard work, and dedication is paramount to our success. When it comes to your car buying experience, you want to put your trust in the team that embraces these very same qualities. At Macklin Ford, they do. You'll always get the best deals on Fords and be treated like family every time you walk in the door. It's why Macklin Ford has been successful in business since 1917. Macklin Ford, now with the TJ Brody stamp of approval. In the Calgary Auto Mall, Deerfoot, and Glenmore.
The fastest game on earth only plays here. Proud home of the NHL. We are Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You're listening to CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Klemko's going to be matched with Rafi Diaz. So, for probably the first time of the season, we have a chance to have, three pairs of defensemen, with a lefty and a righty, which, we believe that there's a certain importance to get on the ice. So, it's his first game. A skilled defenseman can move the puck and we're looking for this, so it's just like you. I'm anxious to see him.
Bob Hartley, as David Schlemko will come into the lineup. Schlemko acquired on waivers by the Flames on Sunday after he had been acquired on waivers by the Dallas Stars earlier in the year from the Arizona Coyotes, where he spent most of his NHL time, over 200 games. Schlemko has played minutes this year, if you're curious. 29-29 against Edmonton back in December as a member of the Coyotes. 29 minutes and 29 seconds. So he has at times had to play. He also comes with 52 block shots in 25 games this year. So he kind of fits the MO the Flames do. But I worry a little bit that you get new guy fever, that you get caught up in, well, he's here. He was on waivers for the second time. And I'm not trying to take anything away from David Schlemko, but without Mark Giordano, it remains a defense by committee situation. The Flames start a back-to-back pairing against Boston, then Detroit. We talk all year, Pat, about sustainability. We apply it to so many things. Can you keep doing this? Can that? I think we're both on the same page here, that the Calgary Flames can't possibly think they're going to go into Boston and Detroit, ride four defensemen the way they've ridden them the last two games, or the last game anyway, and be successful. They're going to have to get some quality minutes out of Schlemko and Diaz, or whatever the combinations become. I know Bob Hartley likes lefty-righty. Can't say as I blame him. But I hasten to think that this is all about David Schlemko tonight.
Certainly not. I mean, it's a lot to, if it is, that's a lot, probably far too much to be putting on a guy who hasn't played since January and has only played 25 games in the NHL this season. Look, David Schlemko is not going to be much more. I mean, he's 27 years old. He is what he is in a lot of ways in sure. the league. There's not a lot of guys who blossom into a whole lot more like Mark Giordano does at the age of 30 and 31. No. So at the age of 27, I think we got a pretty good grasp on what he is. He's probably a 5-6-7 defenseman at best in this league. But as it stands right now, they need more depth. And if he can play a little bit more than Potter and you know, maybe even Diaz can, then that's good. And if Engelin can play a little bit more than his season average, like he did on Tuesday against Philadelphia, then it helps. If you can, because we saw England, his season total up by a ton on Tuesday, but it didn't do anything to the ice time totals of Weidman, Brody, and Russell. So
no,
I think
the only
guy
second impact, guy it was Diaz.
Yeah, Diaz is the only guy who was impacted negatively.
Yeah.
So if you can have two guys who Hartley's confident in having their ice time minutes go up, then I think you start to see Weidman, Russell, and Brody have their responsibilities just lowered a little bit in terms of, you know, overall time on ice.
There's always the possibility of new team adrenaline, right? You know, you come out, you want to, you know, you want to perform in that type of thing. And I don't want to take anything away from David Schlemko. I think David Schlemko, you know, had a conversation with a former coach of his, likes him. You know, he thinks that here he might thrive, whatever that is, 5-6 or whatever. It's going to take some time. Even Chris Russell did not step in day one for Calgary and become what he has become. That's taken a year and a half. TJ Brody, I mean, everybody struggles. It takes time to find your legs. But this is a very important two-game set for Calgary against two really, really good opponents. I mean, we talked about the Boston Bruins the last time we saw them, which was, what, 2 weeks ago at the Dome?
Two and a half weeks.
I don't think they're the same Bruins of a couple years ago. You know, those big, bad Bruin teams that could roll over you. But you've got to be respectful of them. They still have some really good players. They're one of the best face-off teams in the league. When Tuukka Rask is on, he's one of the best goalies in the league. Yada, 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 yada. The Flames need to find a way to get some points out of these two games.
Yep.
And I'm sorry. I wish I could come to you with a more spectacular comment than must get points, must get points. But that's really what it is about.
Look,
at this time of year.
You've got to manufacture them at this point. You've got to find, if you're not playing well, you've got to find a way to scrap and claw and get it to extra time. And, you know, they did that. They were able to hang on for dear life in the final 30 minutes on Tuesday. But what did they do? They got to overtime. They reset, took their extra point, and went out and earned the other one.
Yep.
And things like you just, what is most important now is, and this is no different than from the rest of the season, but now is we're into crunch time, 19 games to go, you cannot get away from your details. Because right now, without Giordano, the team that's already struggled for a number of weeks in terms of generating offense on a consistent basis, if you get away from your defensive details, you are going to find yourself losing games by more than just a goal or two.
Right.
And sticking with those details is what's going to allow them to hang around and push games that maybe they are on the back foot in, push those games to overtime. So that's the number one thing that I'll be looking for now is, can those, without Gio, can those details be adhered to as well as they have been all season long?
Exactly.
And especially when other teams are playing desperate hockey and trying to push.
Well, I don't think I could have said any better than that. So the hell with you. We'll move on.
Yay.
Johnny Gaudreau. We have not talked as much about Johnny Gaudreau as everybody else has. This has been a big week for him. I mean, he talked about it even prior to going out on the road trip, that he had this one circled. Look, he's from New Jersey, but close to Philadelphia, so that was a big deal. He's from New Jersey, so New Jersey was a big deal. This one's probably the freshest of all of them because he just played at Boston College, you know, months ago, not even a year ago, months ago. This is another big one for him. He did not play a lot. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. We did not play a lot in that game against the Flyers, had his ice time cut after playing quite a bit on the island, but still impacted the game, still found a way to make a nice play on the overtime winner. You worried about him? You concerned about him? Rite of passage, just what a rookie goes through? I mean, I think a rookie goes home sometimes, you know, to a hometown. This has been a little bit different, and I'm not making excuses or anything. I'm acknowledging this has been a little bit of a tour rather than, hey, I went home to Montreal. You know,
right.
I grew up a Canadiens fan or whatever. You know, the guys from Ontario. It's a big deal to go back and play in Toronto the first time, that sort of thing. This has just been a little bit different for Johnny Gaudreau, hasn't it?
It has been, and yet I think that he's dealing with it just fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really worried about it at all. I think that he played really well against the – I like that line of him, Colburn and Juris against the Flyers on Tuesday.
Did I miss up? Was Colburn in the middle or was Juris in the middle?
They kind of went back. Because
they're skating Juris in the middle today, right?
Yeah, Juris has mostly been in the middle. I think
point he started, not necessarily the last game, I might have just been morphing, but he did, when he came back, wasn't he moved onto the wing?
But they've moved him back, and they've kind of gone back and forth in the way, and Joe Colburn explained it a couple of days ago. The way it works is, just as many times if you're on the wing as you're at center, you're going to be that low man anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So it kind of,
okay.
But Juris for the most part has been playing down the middle there.
Okay. Because I remember yesterday I said I like him on the wing, not realizing that he had been playing center the last game for whatever reason. I just kind of overlooked that. So I did want to go back and make that correction. But he is up the middle at least to start tonight on that line.
Yes.
Okay. But back to your point, you've liked that line despite the minutes that they got in Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that line was pretty effective. And you know, that's kind of what you want to see going forward is that line continue to be effective. But throughout this entire trip, game against the Rangers,
right,
game against the Devils, and then a game against the Flyers. I've liked Gaudreau's game. Was he as good against the Islanders? Maybe not, but I've, by and large, haven't had a problem with Johnny Gaudreau's game at all, and because of that, I'm not really overly worried about the workload, the pressure, the attention, any of it. I've been just fine with his game.
Okay, because here's one thing. Like, right now, it's crunch. You use the word, you got to manufacture points, right? It's crunch time. This is a big deal. Well, you know, Chris Russell hasn't scored a goal in 11 games. Dennis Wiedemann hasn't scored a goal in 17 games. Joe Colburn hasn't scored a goal in 15 games. Johnny Gaudreau hasn't scored a goal in 15 games. You know, I can go back to the rest of the defensemen. Taking Mark Giordano out kind of skews that. This is, as we talked about yesterday, a very offensive blue line. But really, right now, I think this is another test in a way for Johnny Gaudreau, as it is for all of them. But I think Johnny Gaudreau's got to find a way to find the back of the net. This would be a good time to find the back of the net, if you know what I mean.
Agreed. I mean, a game like tonight, where it might be a rather low-scoring game, yeah, that tonight would be a good night for that to happen. I would absolutely agree with that. And I think Boston's going to push him. I think Boston's going to be an extremely desperate group tonight.
Yep.
And you know, in games like this where, you know, you might be in tough, there might not be a lot of scoring opportunities. Guys who can manufacture offense the way that Gaudreau is able to, you know, he certainly is a guy that might have to really come to the forefront. And look, I thought he was flying in that game against the Devils. I thought that, you know, he was very, very ready to play in his home state and all that. So it wouldn't surprise me if back in his old stomping grounds in Boston, where he really made a name for himself in the hockey world prior to this year, that wouldn't be so much of a surprise if he had himself a really strong game tonight.
There's a distinct possibility, I may be somewhat biased on this, but this has been a building in which the Flames go to die. This has not been a friendly building at all. Outscored 16-0 in their last three games there. Again, talk about the element of the team. I don't think the Bruins are the same team, but the Flames, you know, you can talk about longevity, I guess, in Anaheim. This has not been an easy place for them to play.
No, and I mean, the 9-0 game certainly sticks out. But
oh, yes,
they haven't scored a lot there, and it has been a rough go for them against the Bruins. Even on home ice, they haven't had a ton of success against the Bruins.
No, and really kind of had to kind of scramble back. in their win here in overtime,
yeah,
right? And it took a fluke goal.
That may be one of the flukiest comeback wins we've seen this year from the Flames. Maybe the one that was the most improbable, because at no point did I really think the Flames were playing that well. At no point were you like, oh, watch out, these guys might come back. That somehow on a couple of fortunate goals, a number of them, and then you know the overtime winner kind of leads the way. You're like, they scored four goals and beat the Bruins. And I still wonder if that is somewhat in the back of the minds in Boston, too. Just, you know, what happened 2.5 weeks ago.
Why wouldn't it be?
So if they get out to a lead, I think there might be even more of a focus on, no, we're not letting you guys back in, not this time.
Talk to your point, and I thought it was a good one yesterday, and I kind of wanted to just explore it a little bit. You know, we were talking about that game against Philadelphia, and you were kind of looking at the chunk of games and really haven't found the Flames to be, you know, a 60-minute team, I think, is maybe a favorable way of putting it, or a nice way of putting it. Quite honestly, this is a team that right now that's playing in chunks. Now, of course, we love to say, well, you can't win in this league without playing 60-minute hockey. Well, clearly they're figuring out a way around that. I was looking at it today. They're 14th in the National Hockey League when scoring first, and they don't do that a lot. They tend to give up the first goal, and they're 7th in giving up the first goal. You know, it goes without saying you want to score first in this league. I'm wondering a little bit about, well, we're resilient. Well, look at us in the third period. Well, you know, and I don't want to say malaise, because I don't think it's like that, Pat. I think it's more of a learned thing, whereas this team become a little bit more comfortable about falling behind than desperate. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now would be a great time to play desperate hockey. You know, and I think they play desperate hockey, in the case we were just talking about, down 3-0 and things like that. This team needs to manufacture points, but it also needs to manufacture a way to start a game desperate.
Right.
They were good against Philly at the start. They weren't desperate against Philly. They took what Philly gave them.
Yep.
And I'm you know, I'm just looking back at the body of work here. We praise them. The find a way Flames. We praise them for that. And I'm wondering if inside that, you know, kind of the mentality of this team, look, it's a character trait. If you know you can do something well, you don't put a lot of emphasis in it, you just do it. I just wonder if this team starts games intense enough, or if it needs to get it's like the puncher, the UFC guy that needs to take something in the head first, and then it gets
going. And
then
he's into the match.
Yeah. And look, I can't back it up. I mean, I give you those numbers. We all know what the numbers are. But even that Philly game is, you know, if you look at the where were they good? They were good in the first bit of that game. But they weren't desperate in that, were they? They became desperate, I think, as the third period wore on, and they're really good in overtime. Tough for this team to start a game desperate.
Yeah, and urgency is something that...
Right, or urgency, yeah.
It's the same word, same
sure
concept.
Is, yeah.
And it's something they need to find. And you know what? I don't think it's because they're not. I think they fully understand the stakes
absolutely,
of each game.
Absolutely.
But to go out and play with that said urgency seems to be easier said than done right now for the Flames. Because, you know, even in games that were close against the Rangers and the Islanders, at no point did you ever like, man, it's everything is to the wall here for the Flames. They are selling out. And you know what? That might just be a case of them being what they are at this point. It might just be that against really good teams and against teams that are, you know, in playoff races and that type of thing, you know, that they might just not look like they're playing with that type of desperation, because they might
you
not
know
have
what?
The horses.
There's an interesting take on that, too. Sometimes you are what you are.
Yeah.
Right? This is, you know, here we are. Well, they need more goals from this guy and that guy. Look, this team coming in tonight is, what are they? They're 16th in the National Hockey League in goals for. They, as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I believe they were 12th, but they've been bouncing around with a really high shooting percentage all year.
Yep.
And, you know, you look at it, how many natural 20-goal scorers does this team have right now? Natural. Two? I think Monahan gets to go in that category because he's done it every year he's played the National Hockey League, so
yeah.
I think he's a natural 20-goal
scorer.
Hudler
would be the other.
And Hudler would be the other? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yet they host...
Gaudreau hasn't done it yet.
Hasn't done it yet. Jones did it once, so what are you? Are you a 20-goal scorer? Or you score 20 goals. Right? But they've got a lot of guys in double digits. Lance Bowman's in double digits and things like
Josh Joris.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just look at it right now, and so here I am... Let's get into this conversation about desperate, and then you counter with the you know, the slap to the face with the frozen glove. Maybe they are what they are.
And I think them playing desperate is them playing a very committed, detail-oriented game, and them just sticking to their details, going back to what we said at the beginning.
Never falling out of it,
sticking with it, and staying true to that. That might be the Calgary Flames' idea of desperation at this point in the season.
By the way, I meant to mention to you, I had your back yesterday.
What happened?
Yeah, well, Derek took a run at you.
Well, what'd he say?
Oh, I said, well, Derek, I want to bring something up that I talked with you. Anyway, you know, I said that, you know, we talked about something earlier, and we were talking about the fourth line. I said, geez, you know, Derek, Pat and I were talking about the fourth line, and I said, you know, I didn't mind. Pat said, well, you know, I'm not doing much, you know. And I thought, oh, no, I thought, what do you think, Derek? And he says, well, Pat, it's probably because of the numbers. That's what he said to me. I said, you don't say that about Pat Steinberg on this show, and I hung up on him.
I don't believe that.
That's not actually accurate. That's not what I did.
I'm in fact skeptical as to whether or not you even had my back at this point.
I did. I just said, no, that wasn't the fourth line gets rejigged tonight, right? Bullock comes in, Ferland comes out. I like that move. I don't like Ferland quite yet defensively.
And
I'm not sure how much of an upgrade Bowling is right now, but I can see why you would jostle that line right now.
It's not because of the numbers. It's because they haven't done anything. I am
trying to stir the pot. Yeah, there's a little element of that. Quite a bit of an element of that, actually.
Ferland's just kind of like, eh. He's
well, you talk about desperation and you talk about intensity and things like that. And I like the fight against the Rangers. It happened. It was not a stage thing. It just happened. I like some of the physicality. But when I'm watching that fourth line, because I want to watch Drew Shore and see what Drew Shore is bringing. And I kept thinking every time that puck went, I guess it'd be the left side, but the right point in the offense or in the defensive zone. He struggled, man.
Yeah.
He struggled getting that puck out.
Yeah, he did.
So Brandon Bolick comes in. Brian Bolick's terrific and really an upgrade. But Brandon Bolick goes in tonight.
Unfortunately, they don't have access to Brian Bolick right now.
But, you know, the one thing against the Boston team, would have any consideration been given to Bolick and Ferland?
Maybe, but I think because Boston can play a big up-tempo, you know, physical forecheck type of game, but they also are a team that moves the puck pretty quickly. And you know, they've got some really, really adept players in terms of possession. And so because of that, I think maybe you're just a little bit worried about Ferland's defensive game at this point. He's got a long way to go in having an all-round NHL game, right?
But I think he's getting there. Like, I still
I do, too. I'm not trying to be down on Ferland or
no.
I
think you got to get Bullock back into this thing. I think it's the right guy.
And Stajan's probably back tomorrow.
Right.
So you've got Stajan coming back at some point here on this trip, and Byron, whenever he's ready to come back. That right now, they're upgrades on Poirier and Ferland. Yes, Poirier and Ferland are younger and more exciting, but they're not ready to help the Flames in a playoff push the same way Stajan and Byron are right now.
I got your back, Jack. Always got your back.
Team
with an eye, man. Team with an eye.
Love team thighs.
not team thighs. No, team with an eye.
I said teams with eyes, not thighs.
Team thighs.
I like teams with thighs, too.
What's going on?
Good thigh.
Oh, you know what we have?
There's really only one readable one at this point.
I don't think. They think there's two.
I guess there's this one. I've already read it twice today, so there's – but there's the –
Here's this one here.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'll read this one.
The rest of them, because hockey's
Boomer's
back.
Not going to the – oh, hockey's back, Pat? Are you saying hockey's back?
Not even worried.
And Boomer's not going to the Brier. We are very excited that Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp has come aboard again this year for their Minor Hockey Player of the Week. We will announce it every Friday. You can enter your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your next-door neighbor at sportsnet.ca/960 for a great week at Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp. It's an institution from novice to junior in every category in between. Visit sylvanlakehockeycamp.com for registration information. When we come back, news broken on Kiss 99.9 or Light or whatever it is. Mookie wasn't lamenting.
The Mookie Zoo in the morning.
The Mookie Zoo in the morning.
With Billy Joe.
And I assume it had something to do with Joffrey Leupold. But we'll get to the bottom.
No, you know what? He found a way to not tie Joffrey Leupold in the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how he did it. He had to abstain, but he did it.
Probably got hung up on.
No, only Lou hangs up. You know, I don't think Ken King was hanging up on them. He'd hang up on me.
I don't know.
Everybody hangs up on me.
I could listen to that ad nauseum. We'll come back, talk a little bit about what was said earlier today on an adult contemporary radio station, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Earn even more points now by liking Sportsnet 960 on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Sign up to become a fan club member now at sportsnet.ca/960. Your chance to score tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
Could it be the best Jetta ever and the most rewarding? We think so. Hi, Jim here from South Centre Volkswagen, South Calgary's VW dealer. The 2015 Jetta has arrived. An IIHS top safety pick. Check it out online. And it comes standard with Bluetooth and rear view camera for as little as $199 per month with zero down. See South Centre Volkswagen for details. South Centre Volkswagen, off Deerfoot Trail South at 24th Street Southeast, or online at southcentrevw.com.
Here at Rocky Mountain Equipment, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case construction equipment. Only CNH original parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case construction equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. For a full line of Case construction equipment and CNH original parts, visit our Calgary dealership today. Rocky Mountain Equipment. Dependable is what we do.
The only thing better than seeing that red goal light...
He shoots! He scores!
...is the warm red glow of your brand new fireplace. Check out the great lineup of electric fireplaces at Mr. Fireplace, including the best brands like Heat & Glow. Electric fireplaces are great for small spaces, like bedrooms. Plus, there are no installation costs. Stop by Mr. Fireplace to check out a Heat & Glow electric fireplace today. Visit MrFireplace.com. Doing it right for 48 years.
Hi, I'm Joseph Laskowski of the Cattle Baron Steakhouse. There's no doubt that Calgarians have a variety of choices to choose from when dining out. No matter what your preference, the recipe of success always includes great food, service, atmosphere, and value. We like that recipe, and we're good at it. At the Cattle Baron, we work hard for your AAA stamp of approval. So for that rare steak experience, drop by one of our two locations and ask about our award-winning Sterling Silver Steak Cuts. See for yourself what knowledgeable, caring service is all about. And when you do, don't forget... Tell them Joe sent you.
Purchasing and owning a vehicle can be a real inconvenience. Lexus of Calgary removes that stress with the convenience of at-home or work vehicle presentations, dealership Bodo massage chairs, specialty coffees, pastries, and more. Relax and enjoy the Lexus of Calgary automotive experience.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Let us wow you with our renowned complimentary VIP services. Indulge yourself in a luxurious vehicle with the service to match. Visit LexusofCalgary.com for details.
This is Elijah's Yoga Garden. Please note we've moved from the outdoors to an indoor oasis of harmony downtown. As you can tell, I'm having a hard time containing my excitement. Thank you, and have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Your business is constantly evolving. That's why Moneris offers payment solutions that are right for you today and tomorrow. Switch now and enjoy a gift worth up to $500. Call 1-800-MONERIS or visit Moneris.com for details.
Hey, babe, how's it going? Wait, are you high?
Maybe. What's the big deal?
You're driving.
So? It's not like I'm drunk. Who told you it's dangerous? Your parents?
No. I guess they don't think driving high is a big deal either.
What are you saying if you don't say anything? Talk to your teens about the dangers of drugs and driving. Learn more at silencecanbedeadly.ca. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Canada.
Calgary's weather and traffic for today is going to be nothing but warm and sunny. The wind from the west will be virtually nothing. There will be nothing slowing your commute downtown, and nothing but clear sailing on the Deerfoot.
There's just nothing better than nothing. At Country Hills Toyota during the Drive Into Spring event, down payment, pay nothing. Tax, pay nothing. Interest, pay nothing. Payments, nothing for 90 days. For all details, visit chtoyota.com. Country Hills Toyota, your automotive family for life.
Target Canada has filed for credit protection. In doing so, they are in the process of closing the doors of their 133 Canadian stores. In the turmoil that has ensued, a number of high-profile electronics manufacturers have called upon Visions Electronics to clear the last remaining inventory. The shelves have been restocked, and the suppliers have sent us their final shipments of brand-name electronics. A full new slate of inventory, and Visions Electronics is selling it all at a fraction of its previous value.
Starting today, you want to be at Visions Electronics for your last chance at the $40 million surplus liquidation of brand new brand name electronics at near or below dealer cost. Grab amazing deals with savings passed directly to you while we can. There may never be a better time to pick up that new flat screen TV, home stereo, amplifier, speakers, car stereo, laptop, tablet, cell phone, and digital camera than right now. Visions Electronics. The better price, the wider choice, the smarter advice. Hurry in. It all starts today.
Hey, man, where have you been? We're getting punished out here.
Sorry, Tim. It's this car. I don't know what to do.
It's just go to Country Hills Pre-Owned. They've got over 100 cars.
Oh, man, I can't. My credit's shot.
Trust me, if they help me during my situation, I know they can find what works for you. I was approved the very same day.
Farley here at Country Hills Toyota Pre-Owned. Whatever your financial situation, we will find a solution for your credit needs. Choose from the city's largest selection of certified Toyota used vehicles. Country Hills Toyota Scion, and always online at chtoyota.com.
United City like the passion for hockey. Sportsnet 960 is proud to be home for your Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Within just a couple of weeks, this has been a long, long, long thought. I think the mayor said, well, show me a presentation. And as he is aware, we've had a lot of conversations with him. And I think in fairness to him, he's the first person that should see the fully fleshed plan. And will be. I can't wait to take it public. I think it's going to be fun. And it's not controversial. I think people will love what they see. And they'll like the funding mechanisms. They'll like the whole package. I really believe that.
That was Ken King this morning on Mookie and Billy Joel on our sister station. What, did I say it wrong?
No, it was not. He was not with the Piano Man. He was Billy Joe.
What did I say?
Billy Joel.
No, I didn't. I said Mookie and Billy Joe.
Billy Joel.
Okay. I'm getting old and slurring my words together. He was not
on
with
purpose.
No, I didn't. I thought I said Mookie and Billy Joe. We've learned this afternoon that you're an absolute stickler for things.
Stickler for the details.
You must get the details right, or Pat will be on you. I'm sorry. This was not with New York's very own Billy Joel. This was Billy Joe, who hosts Chatelaine something-something on the weekends. But anyway, Mookie and Billy Joe had Ken King on today, and they asked him about the rink, and he was generous with his answers. I don't think there's anything that was said, not to belittle the news-gathering abilities of our two hosts. I'm not sure that there was anything terribly newsworthy, or not newsworthy, it's all newsworthy, earth-shattering new. I think most of us are, you know, now have come to the grips with it. It is going to be a downtown arena built on the west side of downtown. What now it is, you know, to me the big questions are, what's it going to look like? How is the football team incorporated into this? How will it benefit the community in whole beyond just being a venue for concerts and sports? And Ken mentioned it there, the funding model. I mean, everybody wants to know. We're all with bated breath. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Gosh, I hope he's right. I really hope he's right. Ken, very positive about it, very positive about how it will be viewed in the public. My only thing in all of this is I encourage everybody to do what I've always said, which is read everything, listen to everything, watch everything, and make up your own mind. You and I both know that once this enters a certain realm, and that is the political world, that it can get heated. And it can get very, for the lack of a better term, and a really poor choice of words on my part, very political. And that's, look, there needs to be strong dialogue. There needs to be good questions. I don't think the Flames fear that. I don't think ownership fears that or anything like that, nor should the city. I think that, you know, that this is important that the media steps up and represents the people and asks the questions and makes sure that everybody understands what the answers are. I am of the opinion that this city does need to move to new facilities. I don't think that that's that uncommon of a feeling. Kind of tired of McMahon Stadium. God love it. It's been there, and it's served its purpose, and the people who work there are golden and all of that. But I think we could all use that. We could all use, a new rink and all the things that come along with it. How do we do this in a Calgary way that makes everybody happy? Pat, that to me becomes the big question in all of this. And I say question, and that has the connotation of it. Can't possibly be. That's not it. I was just saying to you off the air, I just want this to happen.
I just want to get to the conversation. I want to get to the dialogue. I want to get to the debate because we've been kind of on this thing for a long time now. And hopefully we're coming to the end where we can finally start talking about
Look,
it.
Look, when the best thing that you can say, specifically about McMahon, but even with the Saddle Dome, I mean, like, when how would you describe the Saddle Dome? You're like, antiquated. You know, like, at this point, it's time for an upgrade. I mean, when the New York
But you
Islanders,
understand that's not a universally held belief.
I do understand.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I grew up with the Saddle Dome. The Saddle Dome was built a year before I was born. It's been one of the constants. It's
right.
That and the Calgary Tower have really been the only constants in this city in a lot
right.
of ways since I was born. But when you see the fact that when the New York Islanders move into their building next season and the Edmonton Oilers move into their building the season after, the Flames will have the second oldest arena in the NHL behind only Detroit's Joe Louis Arena because about, what, $1.2 billion went into Madison Square Garden. So essentially it's a new building.
Yeah, and if you've been in it, it's, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a brand new place.
Yeah.
Same location. The facade on the outside is the same, but once you're in there, it's a brand new building.
Yep.
So the Flames have got, in effect, the second oldest building in the National Hockey League right now. It's time for an upgrade. And what makes it really interesting to me is how the conversation on KISS today was spurred on not about the Flames, but about the concert revenue
yeah.
and how Shania Twain bypassing Calgary on her new tour and Madonna mm-hmm. recently bypassing Calgary because
Roger
the lighting
Waters,
rigs, Roger
Paul
Waters,
McCartney.
Yeah,
yep.
The stage, the lighting rigs, the acoustics,
yep.
they just, it's not a fit. The structurally, it's not right. All of that. This city can't get big concerts because of their venue. And it kind of morphed into the conversation that you and I are now talking about.
Right.
And look, the Flames are the anchor tenant of whatever new building is going to be built. So now for me, I'm not surprised by the news because we've known for quite
yep.
some time that it's inevitable, whether it's 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, we're getting an announcement at some point here. We know that Ken King and company have been working on this since, what, 2007? They've been working behind the scenes
yeah.
at this. It's been, you
yeah.
know.
A lot of work has gone into this.
Better
yeah.
part of a decade. And that's why when I hear Ken say it's not going to be controversial, at first you say, okay, well, it's tough in this day and age for these type of things not to be controversial.
Yeah.
But when you put in the legwork they have, it becomes a little bit more believable that maybe they have done it so that the funding isn't going to be as controversial as it has been in other places. It's not going to be as much wrangling as there was in Edmonton. And it's off, it's back on, we're putting ads in the paper. Like, it was very contentious and very public in Edmonton.
The,
right?
It was. And I'm glad you brought that up because I think I said it a million times on this radio station that I truly believe the Calgary Flames sat and took all of that in and consumed all of it and talked to everybody, not wanting to repeat that. It was contentious, Pat. It was a real big deal. And it was ugly and it was, you know, then they weren't going to build it and they had to come back and all of those things. I don't have to tell anybody, you know, what the economy's like in this province. As a matter of fact, our premier today told us it was our fault, so... You know, we got to look in the mirror, mm-hmm. right? I mean, things, you know, I don't anticipate that the Flames have any intent of coming with hat in hand going, hey, come on now, we earned it. I don't believe that at all. I want to hurry up and get to the conversation part. I want to hurry up and debate it. I want to talk about it and everything like that. I am a little concerned. Am I correct in did you just kind of insinuate that you don't think it's going to be contentious?
No, I didn't. I
don't want to misrepresent.
He
you.
Said in that clip that we
yes,
played,
yeah.
he said it's not going to be controversial. And when I first heard that, I thought to myself, geez, it's tough to not be controversial. I just think that with 8 years basically of legwork behind this,
yeah.
that they probably have done all they can to make it so it's as you know,
yep.
the controversy levels are as little as they possibly can be. I guess what I'm saying is I don't think they've rushed into this.
No.
I don't think they're
no.
just rolling out and
no.
saying, hey, here's what we want to do.
No.
Give us money. Like, I think
no.
that they're going to have as many of their ducks in a row when they announce this thing. His words were in a couple weeks. Now, does that mean 2 weeks? Does that mean in 5 weeks? You know, the term a couple doesn't always mean just two like it was intended to be when we first started using it.
No,
so is it 2 weeks? Is it 4 weeks? But it looks like we're on the verge of getting an announcement very soon.
Yeah, when it comes out, I'll tell you right now, to your point, I think it will be very detailed. I think, you know, it will all be laid out there. Little concerned about certain things in the sense of, you know, earlier today, the president of the Stampeders retweeted a Calgary Sun story about concerts, you know, missing Calgary. I mean, we all know that, but I think there's a little bit of, hey, you know, drawing attention to this subject. The Calgary Herald has already talked to the mayor of Calgary, and you know, he's eagerly anticipating having those conversations and kind of downplaying that they've had them, that, you know, and Ken King said in there that he's right. The mayor should be the first person to see this.
Yes.
Again, I hope that we have a good open dialogue. I hope we have good questions, you know, and I'm like you. I believe the Flames will have the answers, you know, to their what they need, and I hope it meets everybody's needs, and I hope we can move on. And all we're talking about is how great it will be when this building, those buildings, they, whatever it is, five buildings, a single building, whatever they're building, and everybody's happy and everybody wins. But I have long been a little strained or frustrated that we haven't got to that point. I'm like a kid at Christmas. I just want to have the debate. I want to have the conversation. Yeah. Whatever you want. Asking the questions.
I did too. And I'm really excited. He says it's going to be downtown. Now that's a very wide open term because downtown, you know, it's a lot of city blocks we're talking about. But you know, there's the West Village that has been rumored for quite some time, and so I'm just really excited to see where it ends up being.
It's funny that it comes back to me about the concerts again, because the one and only time that I've ever had a chance to talk to the mayor, and I brought that up with him, and this was prior to the 2012 Grey Cup, so that was November of 2012, and I just said, you know, we just talked about it, and I said, well, hold on now, what about the concerts? No, he didn't at that time believe that the city was missing out on concerts yet. You know, again, that's kind of what spurred this conversation on here today. So there's likely something to that. Let's just get to that point and have that conversation. On a very positive note, would like just to take a second, if you're cool with this, and step out of the sports world and speak directly to all of our listeners and thank them again for their generosity. And by that, I mean KidSport in Calgary just announced their 2014 numbers. 3,412 kids were able to play 46 different sports in our city. A total of $915,000 went to 360 community sports clubs in our city, and $1.5 million was raised by 750 different donors. And also, the KidSport was able to play a huge part in Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. Pat, as you know, we love doing the charitable events on this station. We pride ourselves in doing the charitable events on this station. But that's us. The other part of this is the listeners who have been since day one, since the inception of this particular sports format in Calgary, have been absolutely, their generosity beyond belief, be it with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, be it with smaller events, bigger events, whatever we have asked them, whenever we've said, you know, look, we want to help out something in Calgary, will you help us? The listeners of this station have been terrific. Do they always agree with us? No. Do they like each and every one of us universally? No. But they have always, always stepped up when we have asked them to support groups like KidSport. So do want to take an opportunity this afternoon to thank, on behalf of everybody here at Sportsnet 960, the fan, all of the great listeners who allow us to play such a small role in this. But it's great news when KidSport, I mean, sad news in a way that KidSport exists, but it's a great, it's great that they are there to help these kids participate. And I think the listeners of this station deserve a big pat on the back.
Agreed. And it's one of the things that you always kind of realize when we do these auctions that we do every once in a while, and when we do these kind of, especially around the holiday season, we do a lot of our charity pushes and that type of stuff. We got an extremely generous
T-shirts. I think we were selling
the
this
T-shirts.
Year
for, yeah, and the response to that. We've got a very, very generous group of listeners, and you know, I think it goes part and parcel with the format, because very personal format. We get to know our listeners. The listeners get to know us via the show, via interaction, and all that type of stuff. And I just think it's because of that, it's a very personal format, and it kind of lends itself to, you know, personal donations. Yep. Because I think that a lot of people who listen to this station really enjoy being able to give back like that.
One of my favorite stories is the fact that, you know, the first time we ever did a Big Brothers and Big Sisters Day down at Bankers Hall, we set a North American record for the number of signups for Big Brothers and Big Sisters in a single day, and that was on the backs of our listeners. And you and I both have had a chance to meet many of them who come down to Shanks or other remotes or wherever and say, hey, you know, I got involved because I was listening to you guys. But Kidsport put out their numbers today, and really, really want to thank all of our listeners for supporting us in that. We'll take a break when we come back. Calgary taking on the Boston Bruins. A couple other notes from around the National Hockey League. We're live at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Why? Because the Flames take on the Bruins tonight, and that means Flames warm up at 4 and puck drops just a little after 5. And don't forget tomorrow morning to wake up and listen to Mookie and Billy Joel. Because it'll be great.
Oh, they're going to spin the hits. Okay.
Billy Joel will tell you about being married to a model and
falling asleep and crashing.
Crashing, you know.
It's about the extent of my
singing long line fishing songs.
How many times he's played at Madison Square Garden and then Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, a residency. He has a residency at Madison Square Gardens.
It's about all my Billy Joel knowledge, to be perfectly honest with you.
Unbelievable. We'll take a break and come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boudreaux sprints through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores! What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a stop in an original Six City. The Boston Bruins are next up for the Flames. Pre-game goes tonight, live from Shanks at 4, play-by-play at 5.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames Hockey is brought to you by Chariot Express and Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC.
Tuesday on City. It's an underworld of steaming and screaming, where steaks are seared and eyes are teared. There's paring knives and swearing wives, deep frying and grown men crying. And if you don't gut the competition like a fish, they'll be happy to throw you to the sharks if the head chef doesn't get you first. For those who can stand the heat, the gate has been reopened. Hell's Kitchen is back. Hell's Kitchen, 9 Tuesday on City.
Hope Street Property Management.
What are Calgarians saying about Hope Street Property Management?
Our house was for sale for about 5 months, but with things being slow in oil and gas, we weren't getting a lot of interest. We heard about Hope Street on the radio and thought we'd give them a call. 2 weeks later, they had a great rental family lined up, and we were ready to move on.
Visit hopestreet.ca for more information on renting your home.
Hopestreet.ca.
This is Chris.
Hey, nice to meet you.
The proud new father of triplets. He's a great dad, but it's a lot of work. So his wife encouraged him to go do something out of the house.
Oh, thanks.
Now, when he's not trying to change three diapers at once, he's trying something new with the Calgary Sport and Social Club.
Whether you want to get in shape, meet some new friends, or just want to do something fun, the Calgary Sport and Social Club has the league for you. Choose from 15 different sports, including floor hockey, slow pitch, and dodgeball. Visit CalgarySportsClub.com.
Why do you play?
At Reliance Home Comfort, we believe nobody cares about your comfort more than us. Not even grannies. Get a free air conditioner when you buy our promotional furnace and pay for installation.
Well, get a free hug when you come by Granny's.
And we're ready for your call 24/7, 365.
Call me anytime, too. Just not after 7 p.m., dear.
Call 1-866-RELIANCE or visit relianceversusgrannies.com. Some conditions apply. Call for details. Reliance Home Comfort. We're not comfortable until you are.
Let me ask you an easy question. Do you want your new truck to carry more and tow more than the other guys? Do you want it to do more, like light up your worksite and charge your heavy-duty tools? Do you want best-in-class fuel efficiency? Do you want a lease that gets you a brand new truck in 2 years, not 7 or 8? Yeah, I know I said one question. It's this question. Have you seen the all-new 2015 F-150? Come check it out at your Ford store and you'll see it's real easy to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano, captain of the hardest working team. Varsity Chrysler and I are looking for Calgary's hardest working vehicle during the first big deal event on now at Varsity. Show us your clunker and you can win $5,000 cash.
Hurry down to Varsity for Calgary's lowest prices guaranteed on all Ram trucks and Jeep 4x4s starting at under $20,000 and payments as low as $96.
If you or a friend enters, you could win $5,000 cash and your buddy can win $1,000 cash. No purchase necessary.
Bring your junk down to Varsity Chrysler or go to VarsityChrysler.com or Facebook for contact. Test entry and shop where Geo shops.
Why settle for almost as good when you can have an actual Arctic Spa? When you buy an Arctic Spa, you get the free heat insulation system, the Onsen saltwater system, and the Forever floor pad. That's the difference between a genuine Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay and a spa that's almost as good. Less work, longer lasting, superior warranty. That's what makes an Arctic Spa. Now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Ugh. Wow. It's morning? Ugh, man. I guess I fell asleep on the couch last night watching the hockey game. Ouch. Oh, my back. That does not feel good. Must have slept wrong. A leather sectional? Yeah, doesn't make for the best sleep. Oh, well, no point in suffering. Better get in to see my chiropractor.
Rob listened to his body and called a chiropractor. Are you listening to your body? Feel better. Move better. Live better. Visit albertachiro.com.
Passion is a product of commitment.
I thought passion came first, then commitment.
That's a common misconception. Passion, real passion, comes from committing yourself completely.
I see it now.
I'm going to put a sign on the door of each of our stores.
Oh?
Many adventures await you upon the road of life. Enter these doors and take your first step.
The adventures can start right now?
They can start right now.
Let the adventures begin.
Spence, the corner of Glenmore and McLeod Trail South.
Jared here from Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and I also do stand-up. So, I just gave a customer $10,000 off a 2015 Sierra Crew Cab 4x4. What's the deal with that? So yesterday, I get a customer into a 2015 Crew Cab 4x4 for less than $400 a month. Am I right? Okay, so the customer looked me right in the eyes. They said, "What's up?" I said, "Straight up. I said, I'm making your first payment. I mean, come on." Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick GMC, the natural choice.
The Flames at 5, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. on the drive home. Rob Kerr talks hockey for 60 minutes. The Flames beat the National Hockey League, the Hitman, or any trending story in hockey. The Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the Better Business Bureau's Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014. Flames at 5, with Rob Kerr, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
30 teams, only one cup. The pursuit of Lord Stanley is only right here. Sportsnet 960 is Calgary's home for the National Hockey League.
Inside Hockey on the Flames at 5 is brought to you by Calgary Co-op. Check your blood pressure after the game. Visit Co-op pharmacies to receive free health and wellness advice.
Just, I had a few days off the ice. You know, I needed that to kind of get my legs back under me. As far as the systems go, I think we keep it pretty simple here. We'll try and reinvent the wheel, so I don't think that should be a problem jumping in.
It's David Schlemko, who the Flames did not have because of travel issues yesterday, a full practice, got a morning skate in today. And I got to tell you, Pat, I think we've already established I'm slurring my words and I'm getting old. But I get a little bit testy when we go, well, he can't play tonight because he hasn't had a full – it's hockey. You don't go there. You know what? He's not – one practice isn't going to – he's not going to grasp the system in one practice anyway. Just go and play.
Well, I mean, how – yes, systems are different and defensive zone coverages and where mm-hmm. – all. Yes, they're different. But, you know, playing on the blue line, still playing on the blue line. And I've had enough talks with NHL defensemen that say, oh, I mean, what's it like adjusting to a new partner? It's still your – like, I remember Jay Bomeister, Mark Giordano, sure. Chris Russell, they've all been – yeah, I guess, and playing with a new partner, it's not that different. I mean
– but chemistry – yeah, it's chemistry, right? Good partnerships are always based on chemistry, and you're not going to get that in a practice, really.
And you
it's
know –
organic.
The systems are going to be alike enough that he'll be able to jump in, and there's no point in we got to hold him up for 3 weeks until he gets our. Hockey's still hockey,
and again, it is still hockey, and it's the same thing. It's a different way of approaching it, but it's the same thing. I like this whole thing of, well, you know, Johnny Hockey only played 40 games last year in NCAA, but if you count the Penticton tournament and the UC game and the preseason, they're hockey players. They're not the first guys to do this. Yeah, a rookie hits a wall. Absolutely. It happens in football all the time. You know, we talk about that with offensive linemen. Geez, they only played 12 games in college. Now they got to play 18. Mm-hmm. Look, it's an excuse if you want to make an excuse. It's a problem if you want to make it a problem. At the end of the day, go out and play. Just go out and play.
Yep.
Johnny Gaudreau needs to play. David Schlemko needs to play. And Kari Ramo needs to play. Fifth consecutive start on this road trip. I had made this admission yesterday on the headline portion of the program. Some bonehead who decided he had, you know, the audacity, the gall to challenge Bob Hartley about his number one 2.5 weeks ago. Boy, do I feel dumb. 1-1A. 1-1A. And I just, why in the pit of my stomach I feel this way, but you and I both know Jonas Hiller's got another run coming in him too at some point, right?
Yep. This is just more, just more evidence that Bob Hartley does not have a number one goaltender.
Will he at any point?
I don't think so, because even if they make the playoffs, I think we'll say, Bob, have you chosen a goaltender for the series? And he'll say, our goaltender for game one is blank. I don't think at any point this season, playoffs or no playoffs, will we get a number one goaltender.
Is that the coach, or is that the fact that he doesn't have a number one? I mean, look, Jonas Hiller got ran out of Anaheim, or however you want to describe it. Maybe I'm being too harsh, but they didn't have work for him anymore, so he was available. Kari Rammo came over from the KHL looking to get back in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about acquiring Tuukka Rask. We're not acquiring Carey Price here or something like that. We're talking about, you know, is that what Bob Hartley is going to be, assuming he's here in 4 or 5 years? Is that always going to be the way, or is it a byproduct of the scenario in which he's dealing with?
I think it's far more from column A than column B. Like, okay. I think it's far more because of the goalies he has as opposed to his.
A healthy Mika Kiprusoff in the prime of his career, this would not be going on.
Yeah, Patrick Waugh didn't, you know, flip-flop with David Aebischer
That's a very good point.
So I don't think that he's doing this just because it's what he believes in. I think he's doing this because he believes it's by necessity. And really, you take a look at the goaltending track record for both guys this season, and I kind of get it, because, you know, both guys have had really nice stretches, but they've always dropped off. And there's been consistency question marks with both Rammo and Hiller all year long.
In the last month and a half, three goalies have had runs.
Yeah. Yeah, going back to Ortio in January, and then Hiller, and now Ramo's on a run.
They've had three, you know, and where I, and it's not questioning it, there is not much of a basket. There isn't much of a catch-all. There isn't much of a, you know, there isn't much leash. There isn't much of leeway. There isn't the opportunity very quickly, right? That was a bad game. You'll get the net back. Mm-hmm. I mean, all three of, well, in the case of Ortio, he just never came back from the American Hockey League. That was a development decision. But, you know, my assumption is if Kari Rammo has a tough game tonight, Jonas Hiller goes in tomorrow. Jonas Hiller wins against Detroit. Jonas Hiller plays against Ottawa on Sunday.
Yeah, that would be my expectation as well. And, you know, I think this is funny because they got a back-to-back coming up. I think it's just as good a chance that Rammo plays both games than Rammo and Hiller play. I mean, if Rammo plays well tonight, and knowing what happened on the last back-to-back, I bet they go right back to him tomorrow against the Red Wings.
Well, and wasn't that controversy the last time? Well,
what are you doing? The stats suggest this and that.
Yeah, I know.
And then he went out and played even better and you know, helped shut down
New
the
Jersey,
Devils.
Yeah. 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 It's never, ever dull around here. The Flames 2-2 on this road trip. They've scored 7 goals. They've given up 6. Power plays 1-for-6. Penalty kills 9-for-10. They've been outshot in all 4 games. Good road trip to this point? Bad road trip to this point?
A road trip to this point is kind of where I'd be.
Because at the beginning of said road trip, you were asked a question on 3 Burning Questions. How many points do they have to have a successful road trip?
Do you remember my answer?
Yeah, you said 19.
19 points of a possible 14? Wow.
No, I
really went out on a limb there.
I think you said 10. I think you said 10 points.
Does that sound about right? Yeah, I think. I mean, if that would make it a successful road trip. I think that for them to, I think that really at this point, if they can, if we're going to keep on going on these 7-game stretches like Bob Hartley does, if they can go 4-3 or get 8 of a possible 14 points on each of these 7-game stretches, then they're probably going to have a chance to make the playoffs. Because, you know, if in a 21-game stretch, there's 3. Yeah. 7-game stretches, and if you go 3 games above 500 in your final 21, you'll have a shot to be in when it's all said and done. Not a guarantee. So if you can go, if you can win 2 of the next 3 on this road trip, then you probably come back feeling pretty good as a fan about this road trip. However, that's not going to be easy because this is a tough 3 and 4. Boston, Detroit back to back, Saturday off, and then
the Hamburglar.
Now the Ottawa Senators.
And you got to play the Hamburglar.
Absolutely. He's 6-0-1 is Andrew Hammond.
I know. Never drafted.
27 years old, makes his NHL debut, 2 shutouts. He's yet to lose in regulation. They've won, they have points in 8 straight or 7 straight, and they have wins in 6 of 7.
That's the one thing the Ottawa Senators, and I don't know why I'm going here, but I may as well. That's the one thing the Ottawa Senators have done a nice job of, Pat, is finding undrafted college free agents. You know, some of them have had big impacts. Stefan Dela Costa was a
very highly touted.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But, you know, Hammond, not so much in terms of the notoriety, but he's come in and he's done it, given him a nice job. And, you know, do you play Anderson? Anderson's healthy again. Does Anderson come back into the equation?
Well, you're 4 points back of a playoff spot right now, and the guy who's been chief in that is Andrew Hammond. So I'm not going away from him until he gives you reason to go away from him.
Yeah.